recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. To shred it or not to shred it? That should never be the question when it comes to getting rid of any papers that contain any of your personal information. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Your social security number, credit card number, bank accounts, and other information that uniquely identifies you must be protected. If not, you're a prime target for identity theft, which is now considered the largest white-collar crime in the history of the United States. Identity theft is when someone uses your personal identifying information to commit fraud or other crimes. Let me be clear. Identity theft can happen to you. The Federal Trade Commission says it will happen to 1 in 6 Americans this year alone. So how do you protect yourself, your good name, your personal information? Start by buying a shredder. You can get a basic one for under $20, although I recommend spending a little bit more to get a crosscut shredder or my personal favorite, a confetti cut shredder. Talk about shredded bliss. Some other ways to protect your personal information. Safeguard your social security number. It's the ultimate key for fraudsters to successfully access your account. Know when you're required to give out your unique 9 digits, aka your social security number, and when you're not. You must list it when you do your taxes, open a new bank account, or get a line of credit, or get a driver's license. But medical offices and utility providers might also ask for it, but know that you are not required to give it to them. Never give out your number if someone calls and requests it to verify your information. Please, don't trust caller ID because fraudsters have technology to make the call look like it's coming from a legitimate financial institution. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.